Xfinity Mobile is a new kind of network designed to save you money while streaming your favorite music. Like that 90s jams playlist you've played 72 times today. It combines America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE with the most Wi-Fi hotspots. Get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. All you pay for is data. Visit an Xfinity store or click now to see how much you can save with Xfinity Mobile. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity internet service. Equipment, taxes, fees, and other charges extra. Limited to 2 lines pending internet activation.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good morning, Bub. How we doing today?
Doing pretty good so far, man. Just getting a lot of stuff done here around the facility already. Crazy things going on already. We've been doing a lot of stuff on the web this morning, getting all that stuff up to date. A lot of insane products getting released, man, and we are just making sure that those things are to the T, easy to use for the world.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit about that today. Also talking about it on Monday, we're going to start resuming some of our daily live streams on Monday, Bub, to promote our new sponsors' products, our new partners' products. I'm very, very excited about that. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please visit our website. We now are featuring over 19,000 products, Bub, that are for sale from our partners like Steeda Autosports, Borla Exhaust, Watson Racing, and many, many others, Bub.
Yeah, we've got, you know, all those products, again, are going up literally as we speak live. Almost round the clock, man. Those things are getting uploaded, and it is very in-depth, man. This is not just a, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, when you do these online stores and the sales and stuff like that, man, there's a lot of guys that don't take any time to do it and make sure that it's done properly. It's just a lot of product thrown in a, you know, mass production sort of fashion, and you just click and choose, and sometimes you get what you want, sometimes you don't, and a lot of people out there have dealt with that issue before. You know, a lot of these bigger companies, you know, the Amazons, the eBays, a lot of these places where they guarantee the lowest price as you go. Sometimes you get like the open box items that are used. Maybe it's missing a piece out of it. But at the end of the day, all of that just creates more of a hassle than sometimes it's worth. And that is where we have stepped up to the plate here at BEM. We've developed a complete online store with some of the industry's literally the hottest products available for any ride out there. Everything from direct fit applications all the way down to universal fitment components. All of those are getting updated daily, minute by minute, as literally as we're sitting here right now, they are uploading. And it is in depth, man. And it's not just the product photographs themselves. They are actual photographs.
So you are product, yeah.
Exactly. So you are seeing what it is you're going to be getting, but also all the way down to, you know, fitments and side notes, you know, about that product.
That's correct. The instructions.
The product features, you know, the purpose and the intent of that product, but also, like you just mentioned, the actual instructions from the manufacturer. A lot of that stuff is really hard to come by, and we are literally making sure that every piece has the instructions attached to it. Even if you already own that product, maybe you didn't even buy it through us, and all you need is the instructions, it is out there to make it easy. We're trying to do an easy-to-use setup at the end of the day for everyone to go out and enjoy. Big builders out there, fans, do-it-yourselfers, whatever it is, make it a one-stop place.
That's right, man. So it's really, really nicely done, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. Even if you're not buying anything, just check it out. www.bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. I think you'll really like the new fit and finish of it. Big shout out to Kenny Ledsam down there at Wheel Pros, one of our partners. He really likes the way the website's come out, Bub, and all that's gone on with it.
Yeah, man, it's you know we really wanted to get into that market. You know, we design and build some serious rides here at BEM down in South Florida, and you know, there's a lot of people out there that we get emails from all of the time, man, from all across the world. I mean, literally, just not even in our own backyard here in the South Florida area, but just all across the world in general, all across the U.S., the states, overseas, man. We have people that write in about tech tips and you know, questions they have about their ride. And that's what we love. You know, we love doing that. We love being able to interact with people and give them that kind of feedback from a personal and a professional standpoint. And that's exactly what we're doing, you know, not only with the website, but just with our daily live streams. We're going to be doing all the product review on. So there's a lot of great things to come in the next few weeks. You guys are going to see some serious updates. The web has been a huge, huge amount of time taken to get that thing going. But you know what, man, it's, you know, not only making sure that we look good as BEM, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports out there, but also to make sure that all of our sponsors and all of our industry partners look just as strong as they should, at, you know, on the site for the products available.
Yeah, it's done definitely very, very well. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique. The moose is loose down in Abacoa. The girls have all kinds all kinds of brand new clothing and apparel for sale there. It's really, really, really good stuff. Check it out, 561-660-6695, Miss Outlaw Boutique. We want to say good morning, Bub, to our friends over at Fiafresh this morning. Say good morning to them out there this morning.
What's up, Jeff? What's up, Chris?
Good morning, Jeff and Chris. Fiafresh is a whole new way to have pre-prepared meals, Bub.
Yes, that's right.
It's a very, very, I can't tell you. I think Simon ate your last one there, Bub. But Fiafresh is brought to you by Chris and Jeff. They develop the best tasting prepackaged meals for you from a health and fitness perspective, and they deliver it right to your door. They are going nationwide with this program, Bub. It's a really cool program. We're going to be meeting with them next week, Bub.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. We have had a lot of fun with those guys already. Again, man, both personally and professionally, and we are going to, you know, take that and just push that brand as well to the top, man. It's a great thing. They're literally taking over Fiafresh themselves. They're taking over the South Florida area, man. And what I mean by that is, I mean, individual stores and
LA Fitness, man.
Yeah, man. You know, they've pretty much conquered the LA Fitness arena, and you know, they're literally setting up these complete systems that are in these things to be, you know, being made on the spot, being, you know, drop areas you can walk in, you can just purchase right on the spot, cooked, pre-ready to go. And these things are exactly
man, the food's
what
good too. God dang
it's crazy, dude, because it's, you know, a lot of people, you know, we've talked about it before, and it's totally off subject of the cars, but it's you know, there's a lot of overweight people in America, man. And
sure are, man.
You know, we've talked about that. And, you know, the food that you can get here is incredible. And, you know, it can very quickly, if you let it get out of your hand, you can put on weight pretty quick, dude.
Yep.
It's, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that happens. But, you know, when you're trying to keep yourself in shape, keep your body right, keep your mind right, you got to make sure that you do the right diet along with it, man. And I'll tell you what, those guys at Fiafresh have definitely conquered and mastered what it takes to do that. Keep it enjoyable while still giving you something that you need.
Food's so good, Bub.
Yeah.
Eating healthy never tasted so good. Bub, I want to say good morning to all the guys out there at Rough Country. Rough Country has been the exclusive go-to lift company and aftermarket truck and Jeep company you've built with for many, many years. We have a big announcement that we're going to be making next week, right, Bub? Next week?
Yeah, man. It's, you know, we've had a long, long history with Rough Country, and we have now taken that and pushed it straight over the top, man. So I'm really looking forward to it.
We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Good morning to Mitch Adler out there as well. We'll talk a little bit more about the new Rough Country. What do you want to say about that, Bob? We'll talk more about it.
I don't understand. Where are you going here?
We'll talk more about Rough Country next week, starting on Saturday and then again on Monday, Bob.
Okay.
How's that sound? Right?
Sounds good.
Got a new segment we're going to start today, Bub, called Wheels Across America with the driver of the Hi-Ho Silver.
We'll see if he calls in.
Yeah.
He said he's up. Too.
Yeah, he says he's up and he's moving around. So we think it's going to be a neat little segment, just a couple-minute segment about traveling across America and what are some of the neat sights to see. So
all right.
If you guys are out on the road and like that. And good morning to our friends over at Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. Tomorrow is, Bub, the big Cars and Coffee event at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall. It's the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. Lana just put up our Facebook posting about this show. So good morning to all those guys over there, man.
Yep.
So, well, we're going to jump into this segment. We were asked to do a segment today on women and cars. Today's women are pretty savvy technologically. By the way, good morning to our good friend Brian Tessner. You know him from the former Street Outlaw Small Tire show, the 405 show out there on Discovery. Brian stopped by and visited, hung out with us this week. It was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
He's a good dude, isn't he, man?
Yeah, man. Just, you know, down to earth and just chill.
Yeah, his wife's really good. I asked if he could call in today. We'll see if he does. His wife's really cool. And not only that, man, he's got the coolest little dog, Bub. What has he got? Like an American Bully, he said? Is that
what
it is?
Yeah, pretty solid, dude.
That's a
solid.
That's a cool little dog, isn't it, man?
It's like a super ripped, lean version of D.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's just so cool, man. He's
really, really cool.
And it just tells you everything about Bo and his girl and what good people they truly are, man, because the dog is so well-behaved and so fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell everything about a person by the way their animals and their children behave.
Yep.
Good people, man. Very good people. So good morning to them. If they're listening, they're somewhere between here and the 405 on the road.
Yeah, man.
So just good people, man. But let's talk a little bit about women and cars in the industry, not only from a purchase perspective, but how about from a shall we say, service perspective, you know, kind of your thoughts, your feelings about it all.
That could be just a super long and in-depth conversation. In today's world, I don't know if I'd say there was almost an increase of women in vehicles. I feel like there's always been women in vehicles all the way back to the early 1900s,
oh,
man.
Of course.
You can see photographs of it that date back to the early 1900s that are just, you know, women around the cars and, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s with, you know, the skating rinks and people pulling up out front of bars and the girls bringing out your food. I mean, that's kind of where it all started. There wasn't guys roller skating your food out to your car, was
there? Yeah,
that's
exactly right. No, that's the point, man.
You know, you can go all the way back to that. So I feel like there's always been a connection between women and cars I don't think there's anything wrong with it. In today's world, you know, there's a lot of women that are even more so into cars, in terms that, you know, sometimes some of these girls are out there actually getting their hands in it. Some of these girls are studying it and designing their own stuff. And, some of them are actually doing their own stuff. Layla does all of her own stuff on her lifted Jeep.
Yes.
She did the same thing on her previous Silverado. I mean, she put a 10-inch lift on it and everything. So yeah. It was pretty solid.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. It's cool to see the girls out there interacting with it. About Bub, a lot of times you hear, like, we've got a vehicle in here right now that we're doing that was at a previous facility that it was a mom and her son, and they super got taken advantage of, man.
Yeah, some of that happens. And, there's some people that they'll literally attack on that like sharks, man. And, that's an unfortunate situation. There's not much you can do about it, but, you just got to make sure that you know what you're doing. I feel like that's with anything in life. It doesn't have to do just with cars, but, just anything, you're out making a purchase, you're out doing something, there's always some sort of sucker out there that'll get you with the sales pitch, you know?
Yeah. How about that, man?
Yeah. I mean, that's in anything. It doesn't have to just be cars and women. It can be anything.
In this particular case though, Bub, this was a late model Mustang, 15 Mustang.
Yeah.
That was at a previous facility. They went through three motors and a transmission to try to get the turbo installed properly.
Yeah.
And
pretty bad.
And it cost them thousands and thousands and more money than the car is worth, actually. And we're kind of shoveling through that and getting it fixed and finalized. In fact, some of the parts that you're on order for are coming out of the Northeast, and they couldn't get them to us because of the snowstorm.
Yeah.
The guy called, what was it, day before yesterday from the Ford dealer, because you only use OEM-related parts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of tough there, because that makes you kind of look like you're not getting the job out the door fast enough.
Well, I don't even worry about it. You know, situations like that, there's nothing you can do. You can't rush product any faster than it comes, and you can't rush the install any quicker than it goes. And if you do, you're going to get a shortcutted job, and that's what they got last time, and that's why it took three different motors and two transmissions to get where they are now, which unfortunately is, 60, 70 grand into a car that's worth 30 on a good day.
Yep.
And there's too many people out there that sometimes you got to know when to cut that loss and, know when to find out, truly who the bad people are out there. And, you got to keep your guard up. If you don't, then shame on you.
And Bub, it comes at such a, we've also had other instances where clients that have some high-end exotics have come in and said their vehicle was at a different facility and that they were basically just an open checkbook to the client.
Yeah, it's, it happens a lot, man. It happens everywhere in the world. You know, we hear stories about it all the time. And, it sucks when you're at the back end of that because, even if you're going to come in and do a very, very solid job, you start off that first line of communication with, it's a struggle right out of the gate because they've already been burnt.
That's correct.
So you're having to kind of
work through that.
You have to work through it. But at the same time, you can't be taken advantage of. This is a business, and that's the way a business operates. You know, if you got burned by other people, that's not my problem.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can't negotiate out those prices with the current facility that's being worked with, because they too have overhead and bills and things like that they have to pay.
Yeah.
Why should they have to suffer?
Yep.
Kind of thing. What can women do to protect themselves, Bub, besides just being educated? But how do they know if some guy walks up to her and says, or if the service technician or the manager or the owner of the shop says, well, you need a new wastegate. Now, right there, she's going to be lost. What is a wastegate, and how does she know what she needs?
Well, it's something like that. If you don't know the answer to it, if you're not well versed in it, don't commit. Pull out, back out until you know what the heck it is you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's common sense. And if some of those steps, if they aren't taken, then that's you got to kind of look in the mirror at the end of the day and, well, okay.
So where can they find this information? How can they learn?
I mean, anything, man. It can be looked at online. In today's world, man, your phone is your fingertips. You can do and access anything you want, whether it be financially, whether it be buying and selling vehicles, whether it be ordering stuff. You can order TVs, you can order furniture, you can put down deposits on homes. You can do it all from your fingertips on your phone. Man. So in today's world, if you do get burned and you don't take the time to do your research, then it's kind of on you.
Yeah,
you
know, it definitely is.
In reality, it is. That's not being a dick. There's no other way about it. It's just if you get burned, that's kind of on you, you know?
So, Bub, how does a female whose vehicle is being serviced, doesn't matter whether it's a Toyota or maybe a Jaguar, it doesn't matter really what it is, how do they make sure that they're getting the product that they're paying for?
You know, that's a tricky one, man, because it's there are a lot of people out there that do some shady stuff, and that sucks, you know. But, you know, for some of the things, you know, for just maybe for people out there that are listening, you know, if you, let's say you've got a brand new vehicle and you're going in for like a scheduled maintenance, you know, maybe a 3,000 mile, maybe it's a brand new first maintenance.
Yeah.
You can very easily take the time and, again, do your own research. You can even flip to typically, you know, some of these cars, a lot of the higher ends, not so much. Some of them will have it, some won't. But they're very exclusive in terms of the maintenance and the parameters around it. But some of these things, you can literally just grab your owner's manual that comes with your vehicle, flip to the back of it, and those things will tell you typically between 0 miles all the way upwards of 100, 150,000 miles what the expected life is out of that platform. Mm-hmm. And it will tell you that what those intervals will involve. You know, so at 3,000 miles, expect to go in and purchase X, you know, whether it be like an oil and filter, maybe tire rotation, setting the tire pressures, checking all your fluids, checking all your filters. You know, all of that stuff's typically broken down. And if it's not in the owner's manual, you can probably pull it up online as long as the data is correct.
Good morning to Jared Artis, Bob Snow, and Mitchell Adler out there. Good morning, guys. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Bob, question for you. For example, if a female goes into a Jiffy Lube or known primarily for – it's a franchise operation, which is known primarily for its quick oil changes and things like that, right?
Yeah.
If a female goes into to that type of an environment and just needs an oil change, okay? Typically, the way the franchises work is it's based on an upsell of products. Get them in the door at a cheap oil price. Doesn't matter who it is, male or female, and then upsell the product.
Yeah.
What happens if when a technician comes out with a dipstick on it with transmission fluid, puts it on a white sheet of paper and says, "Oh, you see, this is dirty. We need to change this now."
Well, it's easy for people to do that because there are people that don't have a clue. There are some people that almost get confused sometimes at putting gasoline in their car, and don't take that the wrong way. I hope nobody does. But there are some people that just aren't well versed in the automotive industry at all. You know, some people just don't get it. Some people don't know what a nut is, which is fine. You know, at that point, it's about the people you're dealing with. You know, if you're dealing with morally bound people, some people will be as honest as they can. Some people will try to slip anything in on you if they can feel and read the vibe that maybe they might have you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a shame that there's people like that out there. But it's like that in every arena. You know, it's not just the automotive world. It's in general contractors, man. It's in, you know, plumbing. It's in businesses. It's everywhere, man. It's if you go buy a cell phone, oh, we need to sell you this and this and this and this and this. Before you know it, $500 expense just turned into $1,000.
Yeah, exactly. And so how does somebody – by the way, good morning to Mickey Miller out there. Thanks for watching. Thanks for joining the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast right here, doing it Bubba style, broadcast out of Jupiter, Florida. Bub, so how do you back out of a sale like that if a guy comes up and says – and they do it really – you know, they use a white sheet of paper and they put, you know, on – because the white shows the dirt real well. You know, it's an old sales trick. How do they protect themselves? How do they back away from a situation like that?
Simply say no. It's like drugs, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just simply say no. Like, okay, I'm going to look into that. Thank you. Just please note it on my invoice and I'll get back to you.
Exactly.
Simple
exactly
as that.
What
I mean,
do.
It's not, you're not, you know, saying anything, creating any argument, nothing. It's just simple as, hey, I need to check into it. I've got a family friend, maybe somebody who's close to me that does this on a day-to-day basis. I just happen to be in the area and I need to get my oil changed, whatever that process may be. And just pull out of the deal, you know, pull out till you know exactly what you're working with and what you're walking into. Don't just be an open checkbook for anybody on the other line.
That's exactly right. That's very good advice. Bob, I can't see. My phone won't pull up for some reason. Kind of the comments over there. You want to cover them? See, I can see them on your phone. But
yeah, we got you got Mickey Miller. You got him, right?
Yep, got him.
And then
we've got
Brian Lunen, Long and Laufen, Hoffen, Hoofenhofer is watching.
Good morning, Brian.
Donna
Luftwaffe
Tessner.
Out there, our good friend.
Nick
Heppner.
And we got Chip O'Neill watching. Chip, he came in here the other day. I met him at Marky
That's
Marco.
Correct. Yes, good morning, yes. Chip. How are you doing, man? Thank
he
you for
joining. He wants to get out and ride the Harleys.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Ride them or wreck them?
will ride them, but yeah. You'll be the only one wrecking.
Exactly, man.
For
exactly.
Sure.
So
we're gonna get you on a three wheeler, dude.
No,
just calling
no,
into
no,
it all.
No, I can't do that.
You're
man.
Under the wrong section. You got to pull up the video, bro.
Oh, do I?
Come on.
So you have to show me how to do that.
Okay, you go to the video.
Yeah. How about that?
Where are we at here?
The new things that you learn all the time in live television and live radio. How
look at this.
That,
you
huh?
click on the video here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Your volume's going to be all the way up.
Yep. See, mine says you cannot play video.
Wow. What a joke,
I
bro.
Know. See, I told you. Mine's
right,
just
so
like that.
We're going to restart your phone.
Okay. We'll restart my phone. Thank you, Bob.
All right. So we'll come back to that
yep,
in a minute.
Yep. Yep. Good morning. So, good morning to Brian out there. Brian Luftwaffe out there. He's joining us there from the 405 crew out there. Good morning. We appreciate you being with us, my friend.
So yeah, man, it's, you know, it's just all about it. And I feel like this isn't just, again, you know, I got to repeat myself on it. It's not just the automotive world. This is with anything in life, you know?
Yes.
Even if you go to the doctor's office, you know, how many people out there have gone into the dentist, right?
Yeah.
Let's just throw this one out there. How many
oh,
people
that's
have gone
really
to the
good
dentist?
Point, Bob. Yeah.
You go in for a typical tooth cleaning,
and
right?
You got to have all four molars pulled out.
Every time you walk out, you're walking out with some major problem,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
I mean, probably 80% of the time, realistically,
yeah, that's right.
You walk out with a cavity. Maybe you ate some Oreo cookies before you went there or
yeah.
something like that, bro. You've got a huge cavity, going to cost you $4,000. Get it done.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
You know, so I mean, there are things like that that happen all of the time, and it's just a matter of your own character and whether you say, yeah, okay, sure, I'll be the sucker and take it, or you know what, I got to pull out. Let me get a second opinion. Let me find out what's going on here. You know, let me do some more research on my own.
And you know what, a lot of people can call right here 561-748-2926. 561-748-2926. We'll always take the time to answer any technical question like that for you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're sitting there in a Jiffy Lube and they're trying to sell you something, call us, man. We'll step through it. Donna, you said Donna, Gody Bo's mom's out there with us today, correct, Bob?
Yes.
Good morning.
And Candace is watching. She just got on.
Candace, good morning. How are you, hon? Candace is the wonderful Gody Bo's second half. Donna, I did have the opportunity to meet Bo this week outside of just having, you know, conversations with him on the phone and on seeing him with his very successful appearances out there on the former Small Tire 405 show. Thank you, Bo. I got to tell you, I was literally texting with Gody Bo last night. He came by and spent some time with us, some really good quality time with us this week, Bo.
Yeah.
That is a good dude. And Mrs. Tessner, you did an amazing job at raising your son. He's a family-oriented, protective guy, and he's got the greatest manners, the greatest morals, and the greatest values, I think, of anybody outside of Bub and I that I've met in this industry, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just clearly a good guy, man.
Yeah.
Super good guy. He believes in all the right things, man.
Yeah.
So, good guy, and congratulations on doing such a great job. Candace, good morning. How you guys doing? Making your cross-country trip back from spending time with us here at BEM this week. I'm sure you guys are tired. I don't know how far you guys pushed into the night, but I'm sure it was a very, very long one, right, Bob?
Yep.
That's the way it goes on those cross-country trips, huh?
Yeah, it's a beating, dude.
So, Bob, kind of the point is what you're saying, it doesn't matter whether it's a male, a female, do your research,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
And on top of your research, don't only do your research, but get a second opinion.
Yeah, I would always suggest that. I mean, unless you're well-versed with the product and what you know, you know, you're dealing with, then I feel like it's something where you should always get a second opinion, or maybe not even a second opinion. Maybe you're not that kind of person. Maybe you don't jump from place to place to place. Maybe you just want to do the fact finding yourself, and there's nothing wrong with that. I do a lot of that myself. If there's something that I'm looking at, maybe I'm interested in, and I'm not familiar with it, mm-hmm. let's just talk, you know, maybe new technology, maybe a new, you know, maybe a new TV, maybe a new audio system, you know, instead of having somebody else who may have never, ever done a pro install or maybe have done any sort of, you know, actual product work with their hands. Maybe they've only done it because they've read the box or they've read the highlight features of it. You know, maybe that's not the best person to trust. So, you know, typically when you do that kind of stuff, you want to not only talk to somebody that's very informative, but has also done the hands-on side of it as well. You're not going to get much better of an advice than that, because they've not only read the product, they understand the product, they've had an inside and out with the product, but also they have physically work with a
yeah,
product with their hands.
It, yeah.
So they've
mm-hmm.
touched it. They can
mm-hmm.
give you that personal advice to it. Those kinds of advice tips from people I love getting. People
wow.
that have not done such things like that, you know, where they haven't done it, but maybe they've just read it. You know, stuff like that, I feel like, is where you want to take the time and pull back, do your own research, find out for yourself, and then, you know, make your conclusion from there.
That's exactly right, Bob. Good morning to Lewin Hayden. Lewin's out there in Ozark, Missouri. Good morning, Lewin. How are you doing out there? How's your weather out there? And Candace says that her and the amazing Goaty Bo are driving and driving and driving. Not much sleep. Thanks for checking on us. You guys are very welcome. Candace, truly, truly, I conversation with Robin last night. I had the conversation with Bob. You and Bo are truly, truly two of the most down-to-earth, humble, good-hearted, ethical, morally bound people I think I've ever met. So thank you for stepping into mine and Bob's life and being such a special part of it. You're truly, truly good people, just good people, Bob.
Yeah.
Mickey Miller says, like to come over to the shop this week, Bob. How about that?
Come on.
Yeah, come on, man. Just call and give. We run things, Mickey, by appointment, because we do keep all the gates closed here while we're working. We have a large facility, and we're focused on these products and these builds and all the things. And you're always welcome to come join us, man. Just give us a call at 561-748-2926. We'll get you scheduled up and coming in here, Bob.
Yeah, man. We look forward to it. You know, we have a lot of fun with you know, we have a lot of people and crew that like to come through, fans, just everybody that likes to come through, check out the projects that are going on. But, you know, here recently, actually, going into the very end of the fourth quarter of 17, we really decided we've got to pull the reins tight, and we've got to set everything by schedule, man. It's not a bad thing. It's just we've gotten to a point where we're so busy right now that, you know, and I don't want anybody to take it the wrong way, but when we do stop for an hour at a time, four times a day, that's, you know, three, four hours.
Look at the hours that add up. Yeah.
You know, just to show people around the shop and hang out, for people that maybe aren't doing anything, they just want to see the cool rides and stuff. Eventually that just wears into our work week. And then ultimately we are the ones who are suffering because we have to work longer hours, after hours, to try to catch up that time we lost. So we are doing everything by appointment only. We are having, you know, if there are people that want to come through and check it out, we do schedule that time so that we can spend time with them. But we keep it very short and direct. Yep. We just don't have enough time in the day to just walk around and sit and hang out and, you know, look at this car and that car and this car. We've got, you know, 50 plus cars here at the facility and on the lot, man. So there's a lot of things going on, a lot of projects, and we just got to keep it tight so we can crush these things out, dude, and keep these things rolling on the streets.
Yeah, in fact, it's funny too, because Goaty Bo said, man, you guys are busy over in the paint and body shop, man. And we really are, bro.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, in each one of those cars, typically to do a you know, start to finish, man, when you're working on these things. And again, you know, we keep our crew super, super tight because I want the quality right. I just don't want six people just slapping Bondo on cars and just painting over them, you know, and then I have problems 6 months from now. You know, we keep our crew really tight. So we focus, we go very slow and steady on every ride that we do so that they are just start to finish 100% how they should be. No steps skipped, no steps, you know, shortcutted and just rushed through. Maybe because you've got one guy that doesn't feel good, or maybe doesn't feel like doing the job, or whatever it may be, whatever the case is, you know, but when you look at those things, you know, we've got probably 8, maybe 10 very, very, very large, heavy restorations. I'm talking full frame off restorations we're doing here at the facility. Typically each one of those things, man, can take upwards of a year before you even start putting color to those body panels, you know? So it's, you can look at that timeline and there's a lot of work sitting ready to go. And the crew's just nonstop on them, man. So it's, you know, it's a full-time job, and there's just not enough time in the day to just sit and hang out
hard,
and look at them.
Yeah, it's really, really hard. Yeah. To think for years I've been kind of spending all that time interacting with people. Lewin Hayden says, finally warming up, been cold at night. And he says, hire him to do the tours. Lewin, you've got a full-time job, and it'd keep you busy around the clock. Over here you see Bubba looking all buff, get back to work. Yeah, even Goaty Bo said when you were here, when he was here, that, yeah, you're a big boy, Bob.
Hey, man, I'm just out there doing my thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I get bored. I go over and curl a transmission, then I put it down and get back to work.
That's it, Bob. There you go. That's the way it is. Mickey Miller says, totally understand. Yeah, you run by appointment, just like doctor's offices and stuff like that.
Hey, man, and that's the exact same thing, you know, and it's not being rude. It's not being mean. It's, you know, that's just the way it has to go, especially in today's world, man, when you move at such a fast pace.
And you're in the public eye like we are.
You know, before you know it, it's, you know, your day's gone and you haven't even gotten two things accomplished. You know, you start an email at 7:45 in the morning. Email still
that's
sitting
me.
In
He's
front of you
about...
in one paragraph at 10:15. Yep. Like, holy crap, bro, 2.5 hours for one email. You can't do it. You just can't stop and talk to every person that wants to come through and, you know, maybe throw some ideas around. And that's not being rude. It's just being the way it is. If you're not serious about doing a build or a job, then please just excuse me. I've got to get back to work.
Yeah.
I've got other clients I'm taking care
of. Well, Billy Lane's the same way, and he's very abrupt about it.
Yeah. I mean, he gives everybody about 5 minutes of time, and that's it, you know, if that, you know, and that's the way most of these bigger guys are. It's, you know, when you've got a big name out there in the industry, it can get hit pretty hard, pretty fast. And, especially with media today, man. And, you know, you've got to just focus on building your own circle and not worry about satisfying everybody else, whether people just want to take pictures or hang out, or you just got to focus on the plate in front of you. And that's it.
That's exactly right. You got to stay focused on that, don't you, Bub? I mean, it's just kind of, that's just what you have to do. Bub, the new website is up, and along with the new website and the 19,000 new parts, Borla Exhaust, it's on sale. You're doing the pricing on that. I'm very proud of you, Bub. We fired the entire IT department as part of coming into our out of 17 into 18,
yeah,
with the exception of Jason, because it just wasn't getting done the way we wanted it to get done.
Yeah, man, it's and you know, and like I've mentioned with that, you know, we have custom tailored all of the products on our site. They haven't just been mass produced and thrown up on a site for people to just go dump money into. These things are literally BEM, you know, built packages. So it's literally as if you were sending your car in here. The only products you're going
and you can
to find,
send your car in here,
correct? But there are a lot of people out there, a lot of do-it-yourselfers, man, and that's where a lot of this is going to come from, because we do a lot of those tech tips in the video. Promos on these things, man. We're going to be doing a lot of them very soon. Starting this week, we are going to do product reviews for all of our major sponsors. They are going to be sending in exclusive items and products.
Cool, man.
We are going to be discussing
this
start to finish,
yep,
from what's in the box. How does it even arrive to you? You,
yep,
know, we probably shouldn't even start with that one, because UPS and FedEx is going to look terrible when we start the show every time.
Yeah, it will.
But it's going to be, you know, how does that box come? You know, when you open that thing up, what are the contents inside? How well are they wrapped? What are the instructions like? How well is it packed? You know, so all of those things that people love to see out there.
How does
it
install? Any modifications needed to the kit?
That's
it. The whole nine yards.
That's it, man. And there are a lot of people out there. Trust me, man. There's a lot of people out there that are do-it-yourselfers that, you know, they need that reassurance before they pull the trigger and make,
yep,
that purchase. You know, some guys maybe want to buy a cold air intake, for example. But a lot of these new cold air intakes, you say, as simple as literally three, four realistically hose clamps that basically hold everything together with the silicone couplers and really, I mean, common sense items, right? That you can bolt them on in 20, 30 minutes on average. Some people get really scared just right out of the gate because all of these new cars are tuned so precise and so tight that even going to a large cold air intake requires a custom tune right out of the box.
Yep.
And a lot of people will shy away from that just right out of the gate for the simplest process. So we're trying to build these packages as easy to do. You get your intake, you get your tuner, you can get an axle back, you can get a complete cat back exhaust, even long tubes, all the way back, whatever your platform may be. We're literally setting together not only the individual pieced items, if you just already have some other components with it, but also to buy complete power packages. So these things are ready, pre-built, tuned right here at BEM. Send them out, bolt them on your car, guaranteed performance, and it's just like we did it here at the facility.
Right on, Bub. Bub, we're going to start our new segment today. It is called Wheels Across America. And Wheels Across America is brought to you by Nick over at Hi-Ho Silver Shipping. And Nick's going to tell us on a weekly basis, or when he can't, sometimes he may not be able to get in. He's going to be explaining to us and sharing with us, Bub, about traveling across America. And what are some of the highlights that he's seen on the road while transporting the cars around America?
Yep.
Good morning, Nick. How are you doing today?
Good morning, fellas. What's going on?
How are you, man? How is everything with you?
Everything is fantastic. It's just a little chilly here in North Florida. Freezing.
Okay. So where do you travel? Where do your travels have you today?
Today I'm in Middleburg, Florida, which is near Jacksonville. I actually was just down by you guys yesterday making some deliveries, doing some repairs on the truck, and I'm headed to Chatham, Virginia, home, Toms River, New Jersey. I'll be there tomorrow night.
So you'll be in Toms River, New Jersey. It's amazing, Nick, how much you move around and how quickly you get there. Some of the things that have taken place, make sure, Nick, your phone's real close to your face, please, so we got clear reception. Some of the things that have taken place, there are new regulatory laws that you're dealing with, all of you guys are dealing with while you're trucking across America there and getting wheels across America, and it's been kind of hard for you because of the way they've regulated the industry.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, but I guess it's been a long time coming, because there's been what have known as outlaw truckers that just, you know, have bills to pay, families to feed, and just keep running. And there's been a lot of accidents. I wouldn't say because of that, but as an effect of that, because you get a lot of crazy people driving that don't drive every day, and they get in the way of tractor trailers that are just trying to get somewhere. And now the federal government has finally stepped in and introduced electronic logging devices, ELDs, which means the minute we start our trucks, they know exactly where we're sitting. They know every time we stop to take a break, every time we stop to eat, they know everything. So there's no more making up time and driving at night, it's all just, you know, you have a 14-hour workday, 11 hours of drive time. The minute you start, you've got 14 hours, so you better be parked somewhere. Otherwise, you're getting tickets.
Isn't that crazy, Bub? Lou and Hayden out in Ozark, Missouri says, I used to drive a truck. This is right up my alley. How about that, Bub?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So now, Nick, they've got you, the driver of the Hi-Ho Silver Shipping tractor trailer. They've got you on an electronic log, which kind of forces you into working with the laws, the rules, and the regulations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an owner-operator. Owner-operators tend to be safe anyway because my truck is my livelihood. So I'm not one of those guys out there, you know, doing what you got to do to keep it moving for 20 hours straight, you know. But if I got to run an extra hour or half hour to get through some traffic or to make my day easier tomorrow or make up time that I lost today because of an accident or something, do that anymore. It's just you get shut down right where you are. Or you keep driving and you run the risk of getting violations if they were to stop you and check your logbook, which I've been doing for the past few days because I'm just learning how to use this device. And I still can't let a little red light stop me from driving, but I know it's coming.
Yeah. I mean, and they'll literally, Nick, they'll pull you guys over on the side of the road and leave you sit right there. You got to stop right there. That's what they say.
Correct. 10 hours. Yeah, out of service violations. Yeah, well, we get pulled into every weigh station. You know, they check our weight, they check our lights, check our tires, all that kind of good stuff. And if they find any little infraction, yeah, you could be paying a couple hundred dollars or sitting there for 10 hours or both, which it's a little ridiculous. I mean, if it was about safety, I would be all for it. But the majority of it's just about the money. And I'd rather just drive down the road and hand them $20 at every weigh station and just say thanks.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, the bullshit that comes along with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what happens if, for example, they do put you out of service or they do say you've got a light that's out? I mean, what takes place then?
First and foremost, you call, you know, if you don't have the stuff on your truck to fix whatever the problem is that they find, you have to call a mobile repair guy, which is at minimum a couple $100 just for him to come out, diagnose your problem. Then, you know, you're paying for the parts. Plus, you're sitting there for 10 hours. You can't leave until it's fixed. But if it's a logbook violation, you have to stay put for 10 hours. And on top of that, the tickets you get go on to your CSA, like your safety score. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has this point system. And every little minor infraction, you know, if I come down a little heavy, down 95, and I'm like 80,500 pounds, every little ticket I get goes against your score, which raises your insurance, which right now I'm paying almost $4,000 a month for insurance as it is. So any little ticket that comes up, you know, it's brutal. It hurts big time.
So Nick, then this almost goes back to the earlier part of our show. We were discussing, you know, really just people in this industry and how you can, you know, essentially get screwed, right? You know, and that just means from, you know, having any knowledge of maybe a repair. Say you take your car in for a quick repair and maybe you take it in for an oil change, and before you know it, your oil change from $100 just went up to, you know, $2,000 worth of this is leaking and that's leaking, blah, blah, blah. How often does that happen, Nick? Or does that happen, for example, when you have maybe a single issue? Maybe you have like a single LED taillight that's gone bad on your rig, and now you've got to sit and wait for someone to come fix it. Is that a time where most people are like, okay, you know what, I'm going to get this guy sitting on the side of the road?
Good question.
Now I'm going to have to rewire his entire deal up the left side of the truck because the left taillight burnt out, whatever the deal is.
Yeah, that it's very, very possible. That all just comes down to the, you know, the mobile, you know, guy himself. But yeah, perfect example. I was just in Jupiter, not yesterday, what was today, Saturday? It was Thursday. I went there for an oil change. He's a very, very good friend of mine, good mechanic. Went there for an oil change, should have been about $350. Ended up, he found my brake shoes in the front were cracked. They weren't separated, but they were just cracked. That's enough to put you out of service. So he said, you want to change them? I said, of course. Changed the front brakes, also did drums. Went into, you know, checking out a bunch of other stuff on the truck, found a wheel seal leaking. Just from running hard for the last couple of weeks to finish out my season. But a $350 job, which I thought I was in for, cost me like $1,200. And that was him giving me huge discounts on a lot of stuff he found just because he rebuilt my motor. You know, he's the guy that does all the work on my truck. So
Yes,
you know,
you're talking about.
He was just taking care of me. But yeah, it's very, very common for that. I mean, on the side of the road, not so much. They're not going to stop you and for a light and then try to rewire your whole trailer because it's a safety thing on the side of the road. But if you were sitting at a scale house or a waste engine, they certainly got you by the balls.
Really? Interesting, man. Very, very. And these are just guys, Bub, that are out there. You know, Nick puts it out hard.
Trying to make a living.
Exactly, exactly. And Nick's going to be joining us on a weekly basis, Bub, talking about Wheels Across America.
Yeah.
And the neat things that he's seen throughout the course of the week and give great destination tips and things like that to people because he is out there and he is moving the cars around. And if anybody needs transportation services as furnished by Nick, it is Hi-Ho Silver Shipping. Right there on the internet, Nick. And Nick, let's have a, can you please, let's see, Mark Hoffman, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt driver says, good morning, guys. And Nick needs to come pick up the Maryland to pick up the BEM Mark Hoffman dirt car. That's correct. It needs to be picked up. We got to get that thing in here, Bub.
Yep.
It's time. But Nick, any destination highlights anybody should hit this week, you think, as they're moving up and down the East Coast?
Yep, just found a great taco spot in Manning, South Carolina, off exit 119, thanks to another friend of mine. Actually, the guy you guys met, Tom, last week when I was at the shop, he introduced me to it. Great food, great prices, and it's easy to get in and out of with a truck. So it's called Mariachi.
What's it called, Mariachi, and where is it? Exit 117, what is it?
Exit 119 in Manning, South Carolina.
Manning, South Carolina. Loon Hayden said he had to replace a wheel hub, Nick, one time at a Love's, and it was $1,200. Semi repairs are not cheap. And
no, normal repairs on a tractor trailer are not cheap, but Love's is certainly not the spot you want to be going for. Love's or the TA, they're good to get you out in an emergency situation, but be prepared to open up the checkbook pretty far and wide. But, yeah, you want to try to find a local mom and pop spot where they understand owner operators and your time. You know how you have to if your wheels aren't turning, you're not making money. So the other guys, they get paid by the hour. You know, they'll keep you there all day.
Wow!
And Nick, tell everybody. I don't think Bub knows this. Do you know how many miles are on Nick's tractor?
Couldn't even imagine. I mean, those trucks I know just get worked, man.
They do. They do. How many miles?
Yeah,
are on
I bought
tractor?
This truck. I bought this truck a year and a half ago. With about $1.2 million on it. I ran it for a couple of months, got it up to about $1.6 million, rebuilt it, and now I believe I'm pushing $1.9
million. 1.9 million miles, ladies and gentlemen.
This is soon to be a 2 million mile truck come the upcoming season.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
but
incredible.
It still looks
man.
Good. You couldn't tell that by looking at it.
No, it looks
what's,
beautiful.
What's Nick the powertrain that's in that? Is that just rocking like a Cummins setup, or what are you using with that system?
No, I've got a Detroit 60 series. I believe it's a 12.7 liter. This motor, the truck is a 2001, but if my tractor or if the motor, I'm sorry, was made 6 months earlier, I wouldn't have to have this electronic logging device. Would have been exempt from the rule. So. There's guys out there doing all kinds of crazy stuff, buying brand new trucks and taking an old motor, putting it in it just to not have to run those ELDs.
Wow, really?
Those are the outlaw guys.
There's a way around everything, I guess.
You got to do what you got to do. Certainly is.
Yeah, it really is. Well, Nick, I want you to have a really safe day. Could everybody please have your phone number as we start this new weekly segment, Wheels Across America with Nick from Hi-Ho Silver Shipping. Can everybody please have the phone number to contact your organization and you personally, please?
Certainly. Certainly. Anybody could, if you need a car shipped, you can call 844-381-HIHO. That's 844-381-HIHO. 4446, or you could go to HiHoSilverShipping.com and fill out a form, and we'll get right back to you with a quote. So
that's
very quick.
844-381-4446 for Nick at Hi-Ho Silver Shipping.
Yep,
excellent guy, man, super guy. Nick, until next week, thank you so much. We're gonna head for tacos on exit 119, my friend.
Take care, fellas.
God bless, man. Thanks so much, man. Have a great day, buddy. There he is. the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports transportation driver. I mean, he's just a good dude, man. 844-381-4446. Lewin said he just had no other option, Bub, to get that love when he was driving that rig across the USA, man.
Yeah, it's a shame, man. We've been in that situation before, Lewin.
Yes, we have.
It's, you know, just moving and hauling cars through our personal tractor trailer setup that we have. You know, we've moved that thing around, and man, you have one issue with that thing, and it's just, you know, elbows deep in repairs. You know, not only from finding and locating parts to, you know, just somebody to come out and deal with them. You know, the mobile mechanics, like Nick mentioned, man, they'll get you just because you're there. You know, it's just to place that phone call. Well, start off with 250, 300. You know, just to make that phone call and get them to even walk out to look at what you got.
Yep, right on. Hey, Lewin Hayden just put up Nick's phone number, 844-381-4446. Thank you, Lewin. Mark Hartman said, Big Money Diesel be paying for the shipping from Maryland to Florida. Big Money, get up there and haul that thing himself, Bub.
He'd pull
that thing all the way down here, right?
He would.
Anybody wants to join us live, 714-242-5166. 714-242-5166.
I just think we ought to let you drive Nick's shipping container around and just, I mean, go to town with it.
You got one of the Major League Baseball players' Audis last night. I think I'll drive that.
I did. That thing's good looking, too, man. I'll tell you what, dude. It's we've done a lot with a lot of the ball players, man. It's about to kick up and ramp up real hard here for us.
Yeah, spring season.
Over the next, it's Fantasy League is going on right now. These guys are getting ready. They're starting to get in town.
Yep.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, man, over the next 3 months, it's going to just be stupid, stupid slammed here right now with the celebrities, the athletes, the players. We're looking forward to it, man. And there was a drop that was made last night. I come home and
your Porsche's
gone. Porsche's gone, and there's an Audi replaced it.
By the way, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches are going up for sale, Bub, because we are taking the next step in the exotic market. So we're putting those up for sale. Isn't that cool, man?
Yeah, it's you know, it's something that you've always got to move. You can't just stay in the same place, and you know, you got to shift those gears and move into the next best thing. And you know, people out there have seen that SEMA build, you know, that thing, we've officially put that thing on the market to get into that next platform, next build again. And that's just where it's at, man. You know, you got to keep evolving. You can't just take the same deal and walk around with the same little, you know, solid trophy you got one time and walk around with the same deal and keep flaunting. You got to keep building
going,
them up.
Don't you, man?
Yeah, man. It's just, you know, move to that next level every time.
Oh, it's so exciting, man. It's just so busy too, just with so many things going on,
yeah.
You know, and Mark says he'll be at the Cars and Coffee February 11th. Fair warning, the dirt driver invades Cars and Coffee. Man, come on, Mark. You're going to have a really, really good time with that. Mark Hoffman is referring to, ladies and gentlemen, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event right here at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, exit 71 off of 95. And it is a great show, Bub.
Yeah.
Great show. Hey, good morning to all our guys over there at Monster as well. Scott and the whole crew over there, man.
Yeah,
man, Monster's looking to hook us up and take care of us again this year through 18, Bub.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, dude, it keeps us going, that's for sure.
Yeah, how about that, man? It does, it really does. Monster is energy done, Bubba style. Well, we did have another energy company reach out to us this week. I have not returned that call because you just can't step outside the boundaries of what's already the best, can you?
Yep.
It's just good stuff, right?
Yep.
And so many new flavors coming out all the time.
Yeah.
How about that, huh?
Well, it's the way to do it, man. Again, you can't just stay with that one single thing that you got. You can't hold on to it. You know, you can always leave it there as a benchmark and what you got you there. But I'll tell you what, you got to keep moving, especially in today's world. You got to keep evolving, keep changing. Some people evolve a little too fast. Some people
that can
you know,
be detrimental. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I mean, look at, for example, I'll throw it out there. Look at the new iPhone 8s, man. They're failing at an alarming rate right now, and it's there's going to be a lot of upset people with them. And I'll tell you what, dude, it's a shame because it's, you know, you've got these phones that are brand new out of the box, and we've got two of them.
Yours,
in the business
bride,
plan, and those things, man, are we've changed them out three times in a month, and they're still just failing. So. You know, it just shows you got to make sure that you cross those T's and dot those I's every time you make any sort of move, man, especially in today's world. You can't just rush for that finish line. You got to make sure you get there with everything with it.
Lewin says that the purple Monster is the best, Bub.
That is the one in the middle. Yes.
I got to agree. But, Lewin, have you tried, Bub, they've got a new red one that's out.
It's not red. It's pink, bro.
Okay, pink.
It's pink. It's bubblegum juice.
No, it's not bubblegum juice.
It is.
Lewin.
It's bubblegum juice.
Have you tried, Lewin, the new... It's not quite the color of the can that you see here on the table with us, but it's a little bit lighter in color.
That would be pink, bro.
It almost has a grapefruit type taste, and
that's because
really,
it's pink.
No, that's really, really good. Mark Hoffman says he's going to have to buy another dirt car if I don't get the one I have rebuilt in the next 2 months. I found one for 5K turnkey, 73 Monte Carlo. Man, those were good cars, the 73 Monte Carlos, Bub.
I think anything from GM from like the mid-60s up to the very, very early 70s. I'm not talking 75. They got a little doofus around there. But, you know, that mid to late 60s, going in the early 70s. My preference in the 68 to 72 range. Those cars were just legit. It didn't matter if it was from the Buick class, from the Pontiac class, from the Chevrolet class. It didn't matter where it was from, but I feel like those were some of their best ones.
Really, Bob, you didn't like the Caprice, like the 76 to 79 Caprice?
No chance, bro.
They got a little boxy coming into the 80s.
Hey, you think of, think like that compared to like an Impala, maybe a 66 Impala two-door. Oof, come on, dude.
Yeah.
So much better looking.
The bumpers were much bigger on the 75 to 79 cars as government regulations kept cracking down. Lewin says only girls drink the pink cans. I drink them every day, Lewin. They're really good, man.
Now he admits it's pink.
Yeah, no, it's not really pink. But have you tried it, Lewin? Yes or no? Have you tried it? If you haven't, we need to get some in your hands. I mean, that stuff's really, really good. But we give them out at the Cars and Coffee event too.
Lewin, he's really a he/she. Tom is short for Tammy.
No, but Tammy has an A, not an O. Bob.
Whatever, bro. You can just add a little on the end of the O.
We got kind of a surprising email yesterday. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
No chance, bro.
No chance. Okay.
Nope. Good stuff going on behind the scenes. Everybody's going to have to stay tuned to see it. Not letting the cat out of the bag too soon. Too many people out there that'll take it and just run wild with it, dude. So guess what? Everyone's going to have to sit and wait. Really exciting news, man, going into 2018. We're 2 weeks into this year, and it's already been pretty freaking banner.
Man.
So we're having a good time with it, man. The rides here at BEM rolling out to the streets of South Florida, even some that we're finishing up and shipping back up north. Those things are looking insane, man. And everything down to, the social media, the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the online sales, the store, it's all coming together just beautifully right now.
It really, really is, Bob. It's a great, we're stepping pretty strong into 18, man. And 17 was kind of a tough year, in fact, because the hurricanes and how it set us back. And, nobody was putting money into cars at that time. They were all putting it into their hurricane damage, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot to overcome, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lot. Lowen says he hasn't seen it yet. Yeah, they're out there. They're really, really good. I wish I had one left. We had a case of them. They're gone now, and they came in, 2 weeks ago, Bob?
Yeah.
So, it's amazing how good they really are, man. I really like it, man. I like that new Monster flavor. They've also got the new Hydro as well, and I have not had that yet.
You know what Monster should do? I think I'm gonna have to talk with somebody over
Scott,
there. Scott. Why doesn't Monster create, and I'm being dead serious, why doesn't Monster create and take advantage of the fitness world? Not just the adrenaline-packed sports, get a little energy punch for the day. Why don't they take advantage of, a fitness world side of it, where maybe they do, a pre-gym one, great flavor that's more of a, a pre-gym-oriented something where you've got, beta-alanine,
sure,
you've got
yeah.
branched-chain amino acids, BCAAs in it, and maybe some creatine, and it gets you up and gets you really cranking. For guys that like to drink an energy drink, but also like to just have one a day, they can use it multi-purpose and hit it right before the gym.
Bub, didn't you?
That would be solid.
Extreme Shock.
That's what I'm saying. I'm leaning towards those lines, but even better.
Mm-hmm.
Those flatline, bro. They were. That's what I'm saying about some of these companies out there that, that guy's name, what was his name?
Dan.
I think.
Yeah.
So those things. They came along, years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago. They came out with a product and solid product, bro. I mean, they had the protein bars. They had the pre-gyms. They had a full line, but I'll tell you what, nothing's changed. It's been the same for 10 years. I'm not being rude about that. I'm not being a dick about it. It's just reality.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's changed. And it's still a great product, but I feel like in today's world with today's medicines, with today's sports medicines, you can change some of that stuff, do some more additives in it, and, really have something that just blows your mind.
Lewin says he's had the Hydro ones. It's cheaper to buy the Powerade. How are the Hydros? Are those carbonated or non-carbonated, Lewin? Out there. I've wanted to try them. I just haven't had a chance to. I typically like the carbonated drinks, Bob, better than the non-carbonated drinks. But which one do you like better?
Are you talking to me or Lewin?
You.
Oh, I don't know. I don't care which one I drink.
Yeah, and you used to drink the yellow Monster teas all the time, Bob.
Yeah, so you want to talk about something funny? It threw me off because Layla just sent it. I found a video this morning on Facebook. So some guy sitting at work, right? He's leaning in his office chair right like this, the ones that go back and forth. So he's leaning in the thing, and for some reason, the back of this thing just falls out on him. So he's sitting there, he's got his desktop computer, total professional office environment. You can see the window in the background. You can see, a really nice L-desk setup, really clean setup, but it's, from, a surveillance camera that's overseeing this guy's office. So clearly, somebody had a great laugh when they did this one. But this guy's leaning in his chair, working away, going to town, typing his emails, doing his thing, and everything's all good, right? You see 20 seconds or so of just him working. And then he leans back in his chair and the whole back end of this thing just falls out, right? So he stands up. He's super calm with it, man. It was totally me, 110%. He stands up. He looks at his chair. He starts to evaluate it. He pulls the back of it back up where it had fallen down. And, you know, he looks underneath, you know, you get these little arms under here that you can move in and out and stuff like that. So he gets underneath, he's checking that. He's trying to see if like the adjustment's right, whatever the deal may be. He's trying to figure out the problem. So he pulls the back of the chair back up. He gets it locked into position. He sits down and he kind of leans a little bit on it and it just pops loose again, right? And then this time it falls all the way down and hits the floor, just pivots completely back. So he does it, I don't know, maybe 5-8 times. He gets up and he's standing next to the chair and he keeps pulling it back up and he's fixing it. And then he's trying to like wiggle it with his hands before he keeps sitting down and falling over. So finally, after about the 8th time, this guy just loses it, bro. He grabs his chair by the two handles right here on the sides. He grabs his chair and he just starts smashing and swinging, dude. I mean, he took out his screen, his desk, I mean, the drawers. He throws this thing against the freaking wall. The chair's in pieces. He's literally, the chair's on the ground in pieces, and he's just stomping on it like he's doing like a gang member.
Bub, that's kind of
swear, bro.
That, you know, I know where that came from. That came from your meltdown the other night. You were rather aggravated, destroyed a coffee table in your living room and your PC.
Bro, let me tell you, dude, if you see not only our coffee table at the house, pretty solid one too, man, 4-inch thick wood this thing is. So gone, destroyed, right? I'm gonna have to get a new coffee table. Gonna have to get, and I don't get angry like this, man, but I freaking lost it, dude. I was doing something online. I was working with the social media, and this laptop I was using, man, and here's the worst part about it. This laptop is my tuning laptop. So it had thousands of cars,
yep.
Right? I had tuned on this thing, dude.
Yep.
So I'm sitting there and I'm clicking away on the keyboard, dude, and I'm going for it. The thing freezes. I didn't realize it froze because I'm just typing away, going to town. So it's missing half of what I typed. And then when I go to like slide my finger up on the mouse pad to like click on where it was missing the information, I click it, nothing happens. I click again, nothing happens. I click again, it highlights everything I had pre-typed. I click again, everything disappears.
Oh, wow, man.
Bro, when that happened, I hit that thing so hard, dude. The laptop literally probably went 10 feet across the living room, dude, from how hard I slugged it. Probably 10 feet across the living room, I get up, grab the thing, and just start smashing it into pieces on the counter, on the coffee table, break the entire corner of the coffee table off. Oh, it's a wreck, dude.
That's okay, man.
And then after that happens, maybe 31 seconds later, doorbell's like, ding dong. I go
Here's
get
your
it.
Pizza.
It was my pizza, and I just sat down on the busted coffee table with keys all over the place and ate pizza.
You didn't put any keys on your pizza, did you?
No, I didn't.
What kind of pizza would you like, sir? I'd like a thin with extra cheese, sausage,
yeah.
Pepperoni, and keys.
Hold the control off the lead.
Yeah, hold the control off the league. Good morning, Bob Simmons up there. How you doing, my friend? Long time follower of the show. Good morning, Greg. Yeah, this is one of our troubles. Greg,
he acts
Remiger.
Like he's all clean cut and solid, yeah. Not getting in any trouble. Do that guy. He's a
Every
walking
time,
train wreck.
He really is, man. Every time we're trying to work out in the gym, all he does is come over and try to sing in my ear. And I'm like, what is up with that?
I don't
Why
know
is
who's
he
got
in my ear,
honestly,
man?
Dude, I don't know who's got better fashion, you or him.
I got style, man.
If you guys are out there, anybody out there watching on The View, click on Greg's page, and you might be able to see a little gangster outfit he's got on.
Yeah.
Greg, post something up.
Exactly. And here's how you find Greg out there on Facebook. It's IRMEGER. And you know what, Bub? I love fashion, man. I like nice shoes.
I think everybody can tell that.
If you open my closet, man,
yeah,
my shoes
it looks
are
like
all
a rainbow,
box.
Dude.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Lots
it looks
colors,
like a rainbow, all right.
Gucci shirts, man.
You should see you when you get into the gym.
Really?
I'm pretty.
I wear the same thing every day in the gym.
That's
the
key.
There's no fashion statement there.
Even some of the ball players that we work out with, bro, they're like, I'm going to order this guy some shirts, dude. I can't work out with him one more time wearing the same green shirt.
Oh, yeah?
I swear.
I'm a freaking leprechaun.
Yeah, I guess it's something.
How about that, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, speaking of leprechauns, do you remember our first tattoo as we ever got together, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a leprechaun on our back, wasn't it, man?
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah.
Partially.
Yours too, man?
Barely.
Because Robin said to me the other day.
I think they use fading ink on mine.
But Lewin Hayden says, don't make fun of Tammy or Tommy at this point. Yeah. No, but because the other day I looked at Robin said, what is that on your back? I said,
yeah.
What are you talking about? So I turned around and I looked at it in the mirror and I'm like, what is that, man?
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, dude.
What happened, man?
I don't know. There's some bad ink in that one.
Nah, it's like it was just cheap work. Wasn't that guy's name Chris or something like that?
I have no idea, dude.
No?
I don't even remember.
That was 400 million years ago.
Man, I don't even know.
The Mesozoic period?
I think so.
Jesus Christ.
They were doing it like the Asian way, dude. They were tapping in with those wooden sticks.
Speaking of Asian way, man.
Every color they're tapping into the back.
Speaking of doing it that way, have you Ozzy and Jack Osbourne series, man?
Not really, but I have no idea where you're going with this having to do with Asians.
So
go ahead.
It's so cool. Well, they went and visited a very famous third generation tattoo artist, and
that's pretty cool.
Jack did over in Japan. Jack had a tattoo done that way.
That's a pretty heavy cult thing over there, man. When you actually get the stuff, like I don't know what it is, the process they call it, but when they're doing like the hand hammering of the tattoo into your skin.
It's
some incredible looking artwork
really pretty artwork. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the top of the hour. We thank you for joining us. Next week, Bub, we'll be starting back up with some of our daily live stream.
Yep.
Watch for it. It's going to be fun. We're going to be actually doing the build. We're going to be doing actual technical builds and product reviews from here forward on the show. It's going to be really, really fun. So ladies and gentlemen around the world, please enjoy, join us. You're going to be seeing a lot more and hearing a lot more from Rough Country. I can promise you that. Jeff out at, and Chris out at Fia Fresh Bub will be seeing and hearing from them. Greg says, you got to buy that man a new tee for sure. No one will know him if he wears a different shirt. I may get one, think he wears small. No, that's because I'm so big. I make everything look small. All right, Greg, here we go. No, I wear a medium, actually, Greg. Wheels Across. By Nick Bub from Hi-Ho Silver Shipping. So we appreciate him joining us there as well. Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event January 21st. Bub, and our new blog will be up on our website as well as the new 19,000 parts. Everything's for sale there. It's really coming along nice, Bub.
Yeah, man. Really, really having fun with it.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com and Miss Outlaw Boutique. MS Outlaw Boutique. The moose is loose in Abacoa, ladies and gentlemen. 561-660-6695. Lewin, Robert Simmons, Greg, Donna, Goody Bow, Candace, everybody who joined us from around the world today, thank you so much. And thank you for making Doing It Bubba Style the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Bub. Wanted to share this on the way out the door. Player FM has now made, because of our show, has now picked up our show, and it is now a feature show on Player FM.
Bob. Nice.
Very, very proud of that, man. Yep. iTunes, Player FM, Stitcher, we're all over the place, man, with the show.
Yep.
So, Monday we'll start off with the daily live shows again, but we probably won't do them every day. They're just going to be fun feature events throughout the week, and we're going to be doing some great stuff with that. So I ask everybody to join us then as well. Until Monday, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a most positive manner today. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Shoe somebody who's got holes in the bottom of their shoes. And if somebody's hungry, there's a Sunoco right across the street. Get them a power bar and a Gatorade or something, or McDonald's cheeseburgers. That's not too expensive, is it, Bub?
No.
Until Monday, let's keep on doing it.
Bubba style.
Bubba style.